Bet good hands. After the flop, I almost always bet my good hands. My opponents will often raise me because they fear my image, because they want to find out where I'm at, and because they don't want to give me a cheap draw. There's no point in check raising when I can re-raise an opponent who has raised me. This is especially important if I think my opponent has top pair or an overpair and I've flopped a set. Let's say my opponent has raised before the flop with a big pocket pair, pocket aces, pocket kings, or pocket queens. I've called with a small pocket pair, say sixes, and flop trips when the board comes 9-6-2. If I lead at the pot with about half a pot bet, my opponent will generally try to get all the money in. I'll oblige, and he'll be drawing very slim. After flopping two pair. Flopping two pair is worthy of celebration, or at the very least, a bet or a raise. I'm almost always committed to seeing the turn card. In fact, I can't remember a time when I folded two pair after the flop against a single opponent unless the board had three cards of the same suit. Not all two pair are created equal. There are three different varieties: top two pair, top and bottom pair, and bottom two pair, and each has its own unique properties and strategic implications. One constant among all three, however, is how unlikely I am to improve my hand. I will only draw to a full house or better 17% of the time. In other words, I've got a plan on winning this pot with two pair. After flopping top two pair. When I flop top two pair, I want to get as much money as possible into the pot. I'm almost certain to have the best hand, as there's only a small chance my opponent has flopped bottom set, and an even smaller chance, given my two cards, that they flop top or middle set. In a perfect world, my opponents flop top pair with little or no chance of drawing to a flush or a straight. I'm in line to win a big pot with very little chance of losing. When I flop top two pair with two cards that are close together in rank, I will bet and raise aggressively as there will likely be straight possibilities. If my opponent plays back at me, raising or re-raising, it's often difficult to know if they've flopped a set or merely lost their mind. Against a player who will overcommit his chips with top pair or an overpair, I can almost never throw this hand away.